Boston, proper noun, capital city of Massachusetts, home to some very lovely bakeries in the north end.
Mm-mm, bakeries.
Pie.
Yummy.
Bastard. Pie. Noun, a person who appears to make a dick move, only to have made a right decision in the end. Such an asshole.
Brigade. Noun, a team of specialized people who sought out what's good for the common population.
Boston Bastard Brigade. A group of men and women who speak about everything in the realm of entertainment and...
I'll let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the...
Oh, shit! Did you see Kanye's hand go? Damn! Dude! King, check that shit out!
I don't give a fuck if I own your albums. I don't give a fuck if I have your poster on my wall. And I seriously don't give a fuck that you help out with the Japanese music industry. You don't interrupt the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Motherfucker.
Thank you, Anvil.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you. It was a beautiful shot.
Thank yes. you.
Very beautiful.
Well, you know,
I've been wanting to paint the walls red for quite some time. You know, this is a great starter.
Well, I saw some guy make a shot with his toe the other day. I said, why not stand on my head, shoot through my legs, and use my butt cheeks?
Oh, yeah.
And you just happened to shoot Kanye West.
With a mirror. That was very impressive.
That was very, very impressive.
Actually, the reason that I had the mirror is I was trying to look up Taylor Swift's dress.
Oh! Right, that's right.
Hey, I love Taylor Swift. And I'm sorry, it wasn't only that he cut us off. He was blocking her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't block Taylor Swift from me.
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
I'm not a crazy stalker, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back into this shit.
All right, this is the Boston Bastard Brigade.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 11. Yo, Kanye, suck on these meatballs!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our heart with faith. For Boston, for Boston, this way starts a great way. For hero, for the hearts of true, and the times of the heights of talent. For Boston, for Boston, to the echoes ring of faith. For Boston, for Boston, our great.
Be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Yamahek.
Anvil. Oh my god, it's Sasquatch.
God damn it. We're already random as is.
No, Sasquatch.
Riddlin', bitch. Okay.
Remember, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. Hook us up on email at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com, where you can send feedback and requests for topics and things to review. Also, we're on MySpace.
Yep.
We're on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
And we are on iTunes.
Giggity.
Yep. And let's not forget our friends at the Electric Sisterhood. Please check them out, too, if you haven't already, at electricsisterhood.com or esh.mobi for their short email address.
Short website. We love the Electric Sisterhood.
Yep.
They're electrifying.
Yes.
Yes.
Shocking.
Shocking.
Like John Travolta used to be.
Oh. Used to be.
Yeah, now he's just old. Yeah. He tries to walk around in tight t-shirts with his belly hanging out.
All right, well, on to the first segment.
Yes, let's talk about movies. And the movie that we just saw was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Basically, it stars Bill Hader as an inventor who invents a sort of machine that can transform water into food.
Yes. And it kind
of
gets... Seeing that I'm in college and I had to take a meteorology thing...
Whoa. Yeah. Listen, college boy.
All right. I know. I'm sorry. But I just had to mention this, that a lot of the shit that they put in there was pretty accurate.
Really?
Because, you know when she read the little girl well, the smaller girl version of Anna Faris's character was doing all that stuff. They were actually showing proper stuff how to do weather things. So
you see, so that means they actually did their research before they went to this movie.
Don't take that as me going to college for weather. It's just one of those things that you have to take, you know, when you're in college. So, but it was fun. But it was it definitely was a great kids movie, more or less. The one thing I have to say about it was short. It was kind of, it's only an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
So.
And I was scared in the movie because a slice of veggie pizza was chasing me.
Yeah. It was chasing everybody.
It was in 3D, so.
We went to Jordan's Furniture. In Reading. The IMAX theater.
The real IMAX, not the crappy one that you see at AMC.
But we still go there just to watch the other movies and other setups because it's cheaper. Well, I mean, come on. We got to take that into fact that how much did we spend? Like 11 bucks originally.
Yes.
But what it is what we ordered online because we wanted to make sure that we got the tickets first because we didn't know if this was going to be that big of like an opening.
Right. I have a feeling though Where the Wild Things Are comes.
That one's going to be like parents murdering parents and kids bullying each other trying to get tickets or something like that.
So we're definitely going to have to order tickets online.
I'm going to have to get a new weapon since I have to hide the other one that I used for Kanye, but we'll get the tickets. I mean...
Dude, we'll just give you a baseball bat with some nails in it. Does that work? Alright, well...
Swinged.
But anyway, the concept of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, it's a really funny movie.
Yes, it was pretty funny from what I was watching, along with the 3D animation that they did was pretty impressive. But I felt like
Steve.
Yeah, Steve the monkey.
Played by Neil Patrick Harris.
Of all people.
Yeah.
But more or less with that, there were some parts that I noticed that it wasn't as 3D as it could have been.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell that they were just like, okay, we'll definitely do this 3D part right here, but then the rest of the movie was...
What was it? The flying rats, they should have looked more in the 3D.
Yeah, when you were noticing like stuff when they exploded or dropped down or whatever, it just didn't seem to pop out at you as much.
They could have done more of like the style of like the opening of the IMAX that animation.
Because you actually had like, there was a part where it's like the letter is floating off at you, like the A, and it's like, you're like, Of course, the one thing that I had to get over was the people going, whoa,
I gotta grab it.
I gotta grab the ding. And, like, you know, putting their arms up and they're like, whoa. And, you know, of course, the little kid's like, whoa, cool, dude. And they're like, oh, I just want to punch this kid in the head. But actually, these kids weren't actually that bad.
They were pretty well behaved.
The 13-year-old behind me kicking my seat.
You know, I thought we were going to just do the whole big man thing, like stand up and look at the girl for like all of 2 seconds. No. See, now that's the intimidation factor, is you just stand up, you stare at them, and then they go, oh, crap, I'm fucking with the wrong person here, and then they stop, and then you sit back down.
Stare at them, just slowly lift up your belly and just go...
Oh, no, you had to make them do it. Why? Ugh. Sick fuckers.
Hey, look, it's Neil Patrick Harris.
Of all people. Anyways, seeing that we like to, you know, record our podcast with the TV on. But
Florida is playing. We have to watch football.
Yeah. We'll talk about sports later, though. Much later.
Much later.
all right, so, but I don't know. What should we give the rating system on this?
A 5 system. I would give the movie about maybe a 4.1, 4.2.
Yeah, I'd give it 4 easily, just because.
I give it a 1.
Why?
Because a slice of veggie pizza came after me!
Well... Yeah, he'd rather have had the meat pizzas come after him.
Yeah.
Because he just loves the meat.
No.
Now, before we go on to the next movie, what did you think of Bruce Campbell's performance as the mayor?
I thought it was pretty funny. I liked how he made his own little character as deviant as
it
was.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to be truthful. I do give it like a 4.1, though.
Cool.
I have to say that if you're, you know, if you have your kids and everything like that, or a little brother or a little sister or something like that, you know, and you bring the family to this movie, you're definitely going to enjoy it.
Or if you're, like, very hot and you want to bring 4 of your sisters to the movie.
Oh, well, you shut the fuck up. I swear she was a MILF. Shut up.
Then you introduce the little kitties to the Evil Dead series.
Huh. Yes.
So, hey, this has the mayor in the movie. in this series.
Would you like to explain to the children what a MILF is?
No, I don't want to explain because... No. They should be smart enough to understand what a MILF is.
There are MILFs, and then there are FILFs, too.
None of us touch FILFs.
Me neither. No. But I heard about it, and my name is Earl.
No, we don't even need to bring it up.
Yeah.
I really like this IMAX, so I can't wait to see where the Wild Things are.
It's going to be awesome in that.
When they bring one of my favorite movies of all time, Nightmare Before Christmas, here, I do want to go see it.
No, they're not doing Nightmare Before Christmas on IMAX. They're doing A Christmas Carol on IMAX.
No. They're actually going to do it as a one-time thing.
No, because they did that 2 years ago. If you look up online, you'll see that they did it in 3D a couple of years back.
No, but I guess they're supposed to do it again as a special promotion.
Yeah.
Either next month or December. I can't remember when.
But they did say
that they were going to do it.
From that preview of The Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey, because they did the graphics just right to make him look creepier, and they did it in the 3D setup so you could actually see it.
They made it look like Jim Carrey, though, which I like.
Right.
Well, because all the characters are pretty much being played by Jim Carrey.
Yeah, they're all being played
by Jim Carrey. I'm a Jim Carrey fan.
Mm-hmm.
He almost lost my loyalty with Cable Guy, but he brought it back with movies like,
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Me, Myself, and Irene. Movies like that brought me
Truman out. Show.
I mean, he's a funny guy, but one of my favorite movies he's ever done is Number 23.
Yeah, that's... It was pretty...
It was creepy, and he played it so well. Jim Carrey is a very underestimated actor. I know we didn't see this movie.
Underappreciated.
I'm trying to stay on topic a little bit, but, where we are talking about movies, I figured,
But that's definitely a preview to look forward to.
But I felt like his best movie so far, it was kind of in the lines of comedy and drama, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up.
I wasn't loving it.
Really?
You have to be an intellectual to really, understand it.
Mm-hmm. And I like Michelle Gondry's stuff.
Because you're dumb as an anvil. Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
So toss him back a couple beers. maybe even a little bit more than that. But anyways.
Some Jack Daniels.
Yeah, and some JD. But more or less. Anyways, back to something that would maybe lead you to, drink JD. How about Crank 2?
It just came out on DVD last week. And
didn't you come see it with us?
No, I didn't.
No, it was a Friday. It was a Friday. You had to work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what was going on, and I had to do stuff.
Basically, this movie's more of a comedy than an action flick, in my opinion.
You know what? I still give it the concept of Grand Theft Auto in real life. I really like that concept of being able to do whatever the hell you want.
Let's get the action and the comedy and something that pulls you in and holds you and Amy Smart.
You know what? Having a movie that shows Jason Statham and Amy Smart having sex on a dog track is the best fucking thing ever.
It was a horse track.
Horse track, whatever.
But what was funny, too, was the fact that they still even pixelated out.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
To a point. But if you remember number one, they got it on...
Right in the Chinatown, and I love the Asian girls that were they're talking, but it showed the subtitles. They were saying how big he was and stuff like that.
Funny thing, it was the character that Bai Ling played in.
Oh, Bai Ling! Oh, I love her.
She gets run over by a car, and they just leave her there, and she just gets up later.
Yeah, I think that was great. But then they also brought back the twin brother of what was it? Tito or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
the
gay brother.
Yeah,
with what was it?
Yeah, Tourette's or something like that.
Full body Tourette's.
Yeah,
FBT.
Just to put it out there, yes, I did say he was gay. That does play a huge part in how the movie goes, though.
Yeah,
don't even mention it. We're not going to ruin it, but you have to see it. I think this guy playing a homosexual makes the movie even funnier.
Well, isn't he the guy who played in Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
Yeah, he played, what's his name there?
The best, Pedro.
Pedro, the best, vote for Pedro, there you go.
If it wasn't for him playing it that way, the movie probably wouldn't have worked out the way it did.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I did hear slight rumors that there might be a number three.
Well,
by the way it ended.
Well, with the way it ended, definitely, there's going to be, a whole setup with that, but we don't want to ruin that for you.
I wonder if they, chopped off his penis this time, and he's chasing his penis.
That was funny when they were doing that, too. They were actually doing, sound effects with it, too. We're gonna do this part. Boing!
Yeah.
I'll burn this.
Yeah, well, that's the funny thing is because the concept is when if you actually watch the first movie of Crank, but you had to watch it all the way to the end of the credits because there's a little cartoon set up on at the end of it. And it's like you know, I mean, like back in Nintendo age, kind of like like video game kind of look.
But they
to
all
it.
Have it, both movies.
Yeah, but that's the thing that I'm saying.
Just in the beginning of the second one, though.
Yeah, no. But I'm saying in, like, how it ended in the first one, if you didn't see it, fuck it, I'll ruin it for you. But in the first one, he kills the guy while falling out of, like, a helicopter from up high, and he slams down on a car and lands down on the street. And you think he's dead, but you see him blink, so it kind of gave it away that
he lands on the car, not lands down street. Hey, we're in Boston.
Okay, fine. Lands down on the car, but then he bounces off onto the street. I'm sorry.
Well, hey, we are in Boston.
I know. Okay, Inglourious Bastards and shit. Yeah, like that.
The thing
right?
I can't believe though is the fact that they got David Carradine to play the weird Chinese guy.
Oh, still too soon.
I think no.
I'm kidding.
No, but I think him playing that character was great because he, you know, he's a creepy little fucker. But when you watch, was a creepy little fucker. But when you see the like the trailer for it and stuff like that, when you see him, he's like nah, with his tongue and everything like that. You're like, dude, that who the hell is that? And then when you find out by like IMDb or whenever you find out, you're like, oh shit, that's David Carradine. How the hell? So. Yeah, it's pretty funny how, like, he usually pops into those weird movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, but come to find out, he was a weird little man.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Well, but there is, we have to say that for a tribute in the movie, there's a Godzilla kind of action scene part, if you remember that going on. Yeah.
With the electrical wires.
Because what it is in this movie, instead of him having the Chinese shit put into him, more or less, because of his heart.
The Chinese cocktail.
Yeah, the Chinese cocktail, because, you know, they were running around the Chinese shit and all this other stuff, but whatever. This one in that setup was the Asians took his heart out, and then they put the Jarvik heart, you know, setup on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, more or less, he has to run by battery. So, he's trying to figure out every which way that he could possibly, you know, get the juice in order to keep charging himself so he could keep going. And the funny thing was, is he ended up, you know, like, I love that the fight scene with the police officers. He's like, he comes walking out and he's ready to take on the police, but the only problem is the battery's low and he falls down. One of them, like, all the police officers are just beating the shit out of him with the billy clubs, takes a taser to him, and he just goes in all out on him and starts whipping
like
all their ass. Yeah. And but I love the fact he gets into the cruiser and he starts driving off. He's sitting there with the taser, tasing himself the whole time while doing it. That and when there's the two guys in the park.
Oh,
and
the dog collar.
And the dog collar, and he keeps shocking the dog because every time
I'm
he barks.
Look at what you're doing.
Yeah, he keeps doing it. Yeah, it's just a great movie. It's all disturbing and fucked
and
up as Jason Statham plays those roles the best he possibly can.
I mean, from Transporter,
Snatch, and the granny everything. From that movie meant reference it. What did he look? He looked like that guy from those Transforming movies.
Yeah, but
he treated me like a little whore.
He's like, whoa, ma'am, I don't think we could say that on TV.
He was spanking me.
But yeah, definitely, I give Crank as many thumbs up as possibly you can.
I give it a
9.9 easily, just because.
Yeah, if we were gonna do the 10, I would give it 9.7, 9.8.
No, I'm talking about
5. I give it 3 up.
Oh, that's wrong, dude. That's wrong. Why don't you get your toes and just give it a 5 up?
It's fantastic for the kiddies.
Why don't you get a can of soda and give it a 7 up? Oh, no,
I don't know about for the kiddies, because you know they do show Amy's Smart's titties.
Well, they gotta learn
somehow. Dude, there was like,
Remember
the fight thing in the strip club? Yeah, so
Asian boobies.
Yes, Asian boobies.
We love Asian boobies.
We love.
And there was that one scene where she gets shot and her implants pop out.
Yeah, they did a good job with the graphics.
That was amazing.
I'm sorry, I thought that was beautiful. Made me want to go pick up the implants, smack her in the face with it.
Oh, shit!
Don't you ruin them women for us.
All right. Well. Should we go on to the next segment?
Not yet.
Yes.
I'm still involved in this one.
Are you sure? I don't know.
Well, we're going to bring something up that you can talk about in the in music. I'll say it in a little bit.
I'm confused.
You'll hear. Anyway.
Is it about my girlfriend, Taylor Swift?
No, nothing like that. But anyway, Recently, I got to listen to the recent album from Chatmonchy, their album Kokuhaku. And for those who don't know, Chatmonchy, they're an all-girl band from Japan, probably one of the three best all-girl bands from Japan, the others being, you know, Tsushima Mire.
Yeah.
And Noodles.
Noodles.
And this album, Kokuhaku, was released this past spring, and it featured singles Hira Hira Hiroko Himitsu no Tobira, Sumaru Ryo, Kaze Fukeba Koi, and Last Love Letter. And last year, that song Hira Hira Hiroko Himitsu no Tobira was
What the fuck does that mean?
Something about a door.
Oh, okay.
It was my favorite track of 2008. But I believe it was either 12 or 13 tracks in here. They're pretty good. My favorite other tracks on there was 8 Centimeter, Pinwheel, and Yodan. Unfortunately, there was this one song that they should have kept on in Cutting Room Floor.
What?
It was called Love is Soup, and unfortunately, it's like their worst song. It's just crap on a stick.
Yeah, that's what happens usually. Especially with the band that I'm going to be talking about in a little while.
They try to sound like a doo-wop diddy type of song, but it turns out... and
like 50 to 60 kind of doo-wop kind of setup?
It becomes a piece of crap. And I hate having to say it because I like this band so much.
Well, you know what? That's the thing about those bands that you like. You got to give them, you know, you got to give them enough rope to hang themselves, more or less. And sometimes they hang themselves a little bit too much with the one friggin' song. So that might be that one song that they hung themselves with. But anyways, as long as like 90% of the CD or to 85% of the CD is definitely just worth buying, then there you go.
Yeah, rest of the album is very good. I give it a 4.3 out of 5. And you can find the album on cdjapan.co.jp or on yesasia.com.
Yep. We'll most likely end up putting links onto their podcast. So, if you see links on this podcast, click that to get to that CD.
Yeah.
Next to that, the CD that I was listening to recently, well, that I finally got a hold of, is Prodigy. Invaders Must Die.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, it's a good album, but for some reason, I have to say the three songs that they put into music video form, which is Omen, Invaders Must Die, of course, and what was that other one that I was thinking of right off the top of my head? Fucking A. I can't remember.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's it right there. Fucking A. That's the song. But anyways, the songs that if you see on music videos, they're really friggin' good. The only thing that I have to say about the other songs, they seem to go back to their 1990s to maybe 80s. I think they had maybe like a song, like a CD in the 80s or something like that. I wasn't exactly sure, but if you watch some of their old music videos, definitely it has this weird kind of texture to it for like techno or electronic music. It definitely wasn't like their Fat of the Land, you know, CD kind of, you know, caliber that I like to see from them. Which, that had, like, Firestarter, it had Diesel Power, it had, you know, pretty much every fucking good song from them right on that album, right on one album.
It was, like, a perfect techno album.
Yeah, the album that's in between that one and the one that Invaders Must Die, I didn't hear from, so I couldn't even comment on that one.
I think it was that good.
Yeah, it probably dropped off any sort of thing, but yeah, more or less, I felt that, you know, there was a good percentage of the songs that were all right. But I remember watching the videos of them saying, you know, in an interview saying that this is probably one of their best CDs that they made, but also that they could actually play all these songs on the stage. Because a lot of songs that they create are those ones that they put together and you can't recreate it on the stage. So it's sometimes one of those hard things that they kind of try to make like their own remixes on stage of songs that they made on the album. But more or less, I definitely have to say that maybe out of 5, I guess, for this album. I give it about a 3.5, because as much as I like Prodigy, I don't think that they did as well as they could have. I could probably talk about Static X's album. I was listening through all that too. I'd have to give it around maybe a little bit more, 3.8, because I know you said fluke, maybe, because of the other songs that they did.
Yeah.
I don't think that, because of the fact that Wayne Static, the lead singer, is that good of a friggin' musician that he wouldn't fuck up that much. There's no way he could fuck up that much. But a lot of these songs, like, if you listen to the Cannibal album, that was a, it was pretty good. I mean, some of the songs were, you know, really just awesome, and some of them were just kind of crap. But this one just seemed to, like, I found maybe one or two songs I liked out of the 12 or 13 songs on the album, and the rest just didn't feel like it was Static X. It just didn't feel like the same thing. But I mean, it's all, basically almost all the original members, except maybe the drummer now, because the, I think it's the guitarist, or, no, yeah, it's the guitarist, because he left the band when they originally started, then they brought in Trip Eason, and he got charges for
child molestation,
and he got kicked out of the band. So
yeah,
but then they brought back the original guitarist. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he's an awesome guitarist. But altogether, I was just kind of disappointed. But I mean, if you want to check him out, see what I'm talking about. Static X is the Cult of Static X, and Prodigy is Invaders Must Die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Warrior Dance is the third one.
Warrior Dance?
Warrior Dance from Prodigy. That's also really good.
Is that the one with the weird little toys and robots?
No, those aren't. No, those aren't toys. They're cigarette packs that, you know, turn into a thing, and then they go into a bar and get other cigarette packs, and they start all dancing, and they set the bar on fire. So while it's closed, of course, but so but yeah, it's all good pretty much from what I saw, but it could have been better.
Right. Well. Anvil and I, on separate occasions, we checked out the new music video for Rammstein, because their new album's coming out.
God damn it. You know, and I love Rammstein, and I didn't get to check it out, but go ahead.
I was kind of shocked at what I saw with this music video. More shocked than Man Gang on Man.
Well, Man Gang on Man is man against man, but more or less... That I still am trying to find out if that really means like man against man, or is it like actually in a gay sort of way. But the concept is like when you watch that video, you see the guys, you know, they're naked, but they're kind of wrestling, but you don't see any you know, kind of thing. This one makes me feel like you guys actually saw some penetration or something
you
like
do.
That.
You do. Yeah. It was basically...
So wait. So in Germany, they could see this, but if you were to put this on MTV, it'd be... censored and banned and
this
everything.
Is basically full hardcore porn.
Basically.
So, yeah. More or less with that. How the hell did they pull that off?
I have no idea. First off, I believe that they use body doubles, because I wouldn't believe for one fucking second that their wives would let them have sex with models. Well,
okay. Now what I'm saying is you see the guy like humping, but is their head like pointed at the camera, talking or like playing music or what?
There's elements of that. They cut back and forth to the band performing and then to like the porn parts.
See, when I first watched it, I thought I went to the wrong website and was watching the wrong kind of video.
Nope.
And then you didn't end up on YouPorn or what's that other one?
89.com.
No, I'm just kidding.
MofoSex, Empire.
Like
we can list all of them.
Yeah, none of us know about this.
Yeah,
stuff.
No, none of them.
You've actually heard about them. But...
and we didn't watch any fetish videos with leather and...
No, that's Shades.
That's Shades.
And chains and handcuffs. And
again, that's all shades.
and
okay,
rats.
Partially Anvil for
shut up
sake.
Sorry,
but yeah, in this video you see everything.
Wow. Chocolate
syrup.
Wow.
And you see, I couldn't even believe what I was watching. That's how fucked up this video was.
Yeah,
it was great.
We're
but
probably
going
to link this one too because of the fact.
No, we
that,
can't.
That, yes, I think we're going to have.
I
to.
Can't
we have to.
Yes.
What
we
no, what do
put
is we
mature
put, what we should is put like parental advisory / like every other like warning that we possibly could that says do not click on this link if you're under 18 or something like that.
And we actually should put that we are not responsible for anybody
for the little fuckers that get on here and check it out.
Okay, well, since Rammstein is one of your they're one of my favorites, but you are like bigger fan.
Rammstein,
you are the one that's going to be responsible for posting it on the website.
Oh fuck that then! God damn it! You have to put the blame on Blue.
I'll do it then.
Okay, fine. You
okay, can. We'll put it under my name, but you put it up as on.
Oh,
hey, I'm not smart enough to know how to do it, but we'll put it under my name, so I'll take the blame.
Fine.
All right, whatever.
But yeah.
I'll take all the hate mail, and I'll write back. Ha ha, loser.
It was so shocking that I had to put it on my iPod.
Oh.
It was so shocking that Ron Jeremy quit porn saying, I can't even do this.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's messed up. He's like, I can't play all this music at the same time while getting laid. Well, he can eat chocolate cake while he's doing it, but besides that, no.
I mean, not like we know.
No,
nothing about Jenna Jameson.
Not like we watch Katie, HBO with, you know, everything like
Katie
that.
Katie Morgan, Miko Lee, or any of
Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, we don't know anything about these women.
No,
we know nothing about them. Besides what we hear from friends.
Yes,
we can blame our friends. We can blame the bastards of the bastards.
Fellow bastards and college students and...
Yeah, we don't watch this disgusting, vile, entertainment.
And,
right.
And fellow co-worker janitors that are at the college that I work at.
And my co-workers and certain friends whose names we're not going to mention... And girls,
you know who you are. Just let's
put it
and certain football players too.
Oh. Anyways, let's get back on the subject.
Well, what? Sorry, I got lost for a minute there. I was trying to find.
You are now tripping out in Anvil's mind. I'm sorry.
I was trying to find some post-it notes, and I was trying to get through my chains and the chocolate syrup that's here from last week, and. The candy necklace G-string that the stripper girl wore. I mean, I don't have any of that inappropriate fetish kinky stuff, and I'm not going to go see a dominatrix tomorrow morning.
How much you pay her?
Nothing, she's paying me.
Oh.
I'm going to be hung upside down and beaten.
Okay, hey, that's my magazine. Oh, okay.
Down! Oh, thank you, sir, can I have some
that's
more?
That's not right! No!
That's not the response I was looking for.
I'm gonna go huddle in the corner now.
Hey, listen, just because, you know, you date women who just lay there and say, thank you, and don't...
Like, no, they usually treat me like that, so shut up!
No, they say, good night and good luck.
And then last thing he hears after the light goes off...
Oh,
as his soul is being sucked
wrong.
Out of him.
That's just not right.
And then she goes, and that's the way it was.
All right, that's it.
Wow, I actually think I feel Walter Cronkite rolling in his grave for that.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Walter Cronkite's not dead.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
which
he is.
One?
Oh. I don't
that's
know.
That's right. I don't know if people know this, but in some European countries, they call news reporters Cronkites.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. You caught on to where I was going with that. You're the only person to actually catch on to that joke.
Well, I'm too freaking blonde, I care.
My aunt told me
the
that.
College boy.
Okay. Well, Blonick is looking at his video game book, and I was going to do anime next, but...
No. Do your anime.
Are you sure?
I'm working on my notes here.
Oh, okay.
I'm working on my notes.
Well, yesterday, I checked out a series called Burst Angel. The series is released by Funimation, a box set with a bonus episode. And the premise is girls with guns that pilot robots with big freaking guns.
Gundams?
Kind of, sort of.
God damn it. Why can't they, you know, figure that shit out where it's like, you know, it's not going to work with the whole setup where, you know, they go, hey, let's go and create these big freaking machines or something like that that women control. Hey, right. Doesn't that sound like Gundams?
Yeah.
Why don't we just say Mech Warriors while we're at it, too?
And then, they're due to a high crime rate, they've now legalized guns, so it's legal for everyone to carry one. And there's, like, great flashback sequences where there's guys robbing this old lady, and an old lady pulls out a gun and shoots him.
Oh, great. You know, and that's Japan, and that's supposed to be Japan, right?
Yeah.
Who doesn't have a capability of having weapons.
Right.
The only thing they could, well, for police, could carry around billy clubs, but...
No, some do carry guns,
well,
but they have to be specially
trained, but besides that, you can't really have weapons, but somehow people get them.
Yeah. And then the government establishes a team called the Recently Armed Police Task Force, or REPT for short, and... They tend to kill criminals rather than just arrest them. Less paperwork that way.
Yeah.
Now, there are different characters. First, there's Kyohei. He kind of gets hired by the girls, who takes a job as a cook for them, and he's kind of the wuss in the whole group. Then there's Joe, who's kind of has, like, this whole badass type of feel to her. She's like the best gunfighter in the group, and she has these weird tattoos around her that appear sometimes called the Wings of the Devil, and that gives her like ultimate gunfighting power, which makes her the best out of the group.
Ah, so she's got these crazy ass demon type powers or some shit? That's pretty cool.
There's Meg, she's the partner to Joe in the bounty hunting realm, and in the whole stereotypical world, she could be considered the bitch in the group.
Okay, but does she have big boobies?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. They can't and just make them regular size, you know.
And later on in the series, you find that she's secretly in love with Joe.
You know, I have to say Japan's really horny. They have to be.
Yeah.
They just want them, yeah. All right, but go ahead.
Then there's Sai, who's the leader of the team, and whose grandfather was a former member of the Chinese Mafia. She's kind of the softie in the group. And, yes, she's got the biggest boobs out of all
of them. Oh, yeah, of course, right.
And then there's Amy. She's kind of like the child prodigy of the group that can hack into anything, and she's also the brat. Now, the narrative of the show tries to give it sort of a Western feel, but it's not. It's more of a regular sci-fi action show, no matter how hard they try with a whole narrative sequence and with the music. No go. It's not a Western whatsoever. But the animation is pretty good during like the action sequences, and the action is well done. It's very inventive how they fight, and it will leave you wanting more, even though it appears in rather small doses.
Oh, okay.
But when things are calm, animation style is kind of mediocre.
Yeah.
Now, for voice acting, I could only hear the English version because that's the only one they had up on the website of the show. It was kind of subpar. Like, the voices of Joe and Meg, they matched with the characters, whereas the actresses voicing Amy and Sai sounded too bland. Like, it felt like they were reading too much off of the script.
I love you.
Right, basically.
I hate you, but I love you. Okay, well, whatever.
Like that. They didn't sound like they were...
They were too into it, or they were taking in the role, because that's the main thing that these people have to do is, like, when they're doing these subs in the English sub dubs. Setup, or dubs, or whatever they want to fucking call them, it's more or less they want to do, like, you know, if you gotta watch how the actor does it, and if you understand the Japanese, or understand the actual language, you'll be like, okay, this is how they did it. This person's more up-tempo, this person's more low-tempo, this person's gonna have a soft voice, this person's gonna be having a deep voice. It's, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you gotta check out what's going on, otherwise it's gonna make no sense.
A lot of these companies over in Japan, when an American company licenses it, they have every say in the book. They're now saying, hire this person, fire this person.
Good, because that's what they need. They need more power.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, America has way too much power sometimes on that kind of say.
Mm-hmm.
When they want, you know, people to come in and do the dubs or and all that other fun stuff.
Correct. I totally agree with you. And I think with the Japanese companies having more power over the American companies, when it comes to the voice acting, it's going to really help with the end product.
Yeah.
However, I have to give this show a letter grade of B-. It's nowhere near the best action anime series that comes to our shores, but it's still very watchable. And if you want to check out the first 4 episodes for free, go on to funimation.com/videos. You'll find a link to them there.
Hell yeah.
So, that's Burst Angel for me. Now, I have a little bit of an oh for fuck's sake during anime.
Yay!
Recently, it's come to the attention that a very famous manga writer, Yoshito Usui, who created one of like Adult Swim's most popular cartoons right now, Shin-chan, he was apparently found dead in the Gama Prefecture's mountains. He went hiking on September 11th, told his family that he was going hiking for the day, and he hadn't been heard from since. And today, a couple of hikers that were on the trail found the remains of a man wearing clothes similar to this guy.
So, right now, it's not official, but it's probably a damn good, you know, bet if you, you know, wanted to put money down on it, if you're a sick fucker, just like Anvil.
We won't talk about this.
Bullshit. Anyways, if you were to put money on it, my best bet would be it's him.
Yeah. I believe he committed Harry Carey.
No. And
for those who don't know what that is, it's called suicide.
No,
Hey, man.
The thing is, though, I think it was accidental because he forgot one of the most important rules in mountain hiking.
Don't jump.
No.
Don't go alone?
Don't go alone. Correct.
That was my next one. And then my third one was always bring water.
Don't go alone, because if something were to happen and you're alone on the mountain, that's it. You probably might as well be dead.
That's why it leads me to maybe suicide. He went by himself, flying at the bottom of a cliff.
Well, there was that little kid that survived, like, a couple weeks, didn't he?
Yeah.
And
then
he survived, man. It hasn't been that long.
But if you're stupid and you're, like, climbing places that you might need, like, some equipment or somebody to watch you, at least, or acknowledge that if you fall off, then they could call 911 or some kind of rescue service to help your ass or pick your you know, blood-spilled body on the ground off that ground. And
dude, say the proper word.
No.
Carcass.
No.
That's all you are at that point, is a carcass.
Dead body. Whatever. Yeah.
But the thing is, he told his family he would be back the next day, and he never showed up.
Yeah.
But how many people said, hey, I'll be back tomorrow? Bang! Brains all over a wall.
Well, I think that would be more or less like along the horror movies kind of setup, where it's like, I'll be right back! And then they never come back.
Because one of my friends, next door neighbors, right? He's like, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. They find him the next morning hanging in his basement.
Oh, well. Mm. That's how it works, man. All right, well, anyways, what are you going to do, test me now on this
show? No, just read.
My professor did that to me the other day.
Just read.
I dropped a note in my pants. No, I'm just kidding.
I bet you did. You do that all the time. That's why we make you wear diapers.
Yay. Anyways, next to that,
Baby
there's...
Baby blue.
Okay, son of a bitch. All right, well, the first demo that I got to finally fucking play, after all this time, because college has been taking up a lot of my time and haven't been able to do much, haven't been able to think... Sleeping has been sucking, but anyways, back to that. Yeah, I know my mom's is in Game Informer. So more or less along those lines. I'm sorry, I'm just having a laugh fit now because of that, you bastard. Played Darkest of Days. This is a game set up that more or less time travel game where you got to deal with actual scenarios that deal with you traveling.
Through time?
Through time.
Ooh, I figured that one out quick.
Fantastic. The game, in the demo starts out where you kind of are in a battalion, or brigade, if you will, and you're running up a hill trying to get to a specific part, but you're starting to hear, like, you know, the Indian or Apache, like, screaming call, and... Then you finally get up to the ridge, and you acknowledge where you are. And you start shooting down at all these the Native Americans / Indians, as they were called back then, and start lighting them up as they come after you. Then at one point you get wounded, and when you're still firing at them, then you look up the hill, and to find out, you're in the battle that deals with Custard.
Bull Run.
Dying.
Bull Run.
Custard's Last Stand.
Yeah.
Which was Bull Run.
Bull Run, yeah. So, the Bull Run.
The Battle of Bull Run.
Well, the Battle of Bull
Run. Battle of Bighorn, I thought. Little Bighorn.
Little Bighorn.
Little Bighorn.
I got you guys.
Battle of Little Bighorn.
Bullshit, whatever.
Hey, you guys are college people. I'm high school, and I tricked you guys on that one.
Yeah, well, right now I don't give a shit about history because it's not on my platter. So.
Wow. I love history.
But anyways. You deal with that part, and after you see Custard die, there's this kind of aura that pops up right next to you. And what it is these are there's kind of like transform gates that they go through to get through time. And you get pulled through it to the other side, and you end up in kind of a lab setting, and they heal you. Come to find out that they pulled you up because you're a significant person in time that wasn't supposed to die in that area. So they start, going through the whole... thing. They put you through training course, which is pretty badass because you get to kill, like, German, like, these hologram German characters from World War I. So, it's pretty friggin' cool that way. The guns are just absolutely amazing, the setups that they have on there. Graphics are not that great, actually. From what I was watching, it's
kind of what you were showing me with videos. They look pretty good.
Yeah, the videos, but that's the only thing that sells a lot of games is they show the video, and then when you actually play the in-game trailer, it's absolute crap.
Mm. And the fact that it's Xbox 360, which is one of the more powerful three.
I don't have the greatest TV and everything like that, but with my TV, I had to turn up the brightness on it and on the actual game settings because it was just that bad. But back to the main part of the story is on this demo, you actually get put into a scenario at the Civil War of Antietam. And it's friggin' awesome because the fact is you're running around with a musket at the first part of the game. I mean, usually, you know, you're one of those people that were like, okay, we're at machine guns and everything like that. We're tired of all the muskets. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think it's fucking cool because this shows people that, hey, you know, we don't have those friggin' fully automatic weapons now that, you know, can put friggin' rounds down range like 100 rounds a minute or something like that and you're just like, holy shit, this is insane, because literally, you could only put 3 shots down, like, the range with these friggin' guns, like, maybe 3 to 4 shots every 2 minutes, if you're lucky, because of how the setting was to, you know, powder, ramrod, everything like that, and then, you know, point, shoot. But yeah, they definitely did a great job on the fighting, on that part. Controls are a little kind of janky, I would say, but of course it's a demo, so can't really say until I actually play the real game. But altogether, I give the demo definitely 4.5 out of 5 easily, because it's just that's a good setup. But I definitely would suggest, I'm not sure if it's on a PS3. I know the PS3 demo. I don't know if you get that on the PS3, but definitely 360 and as well PC. If you have Steam, definitely, because they have a setup on there that you can download the demo. Nice. So you could try that one out. Next game as is Cabela's Big Game Hunting 2010. Great fucking game. Stop it. Give me the magazine. I'll can kill you. Give me it. I'll kill you. All
right, here but I'm not Kanye. You can't.
No. If you were, I'd curb stomp you right here. But anyways, with Cabela's, I've played a lot of the other Cabela's. I haven't played any of the recent ones, probably since the PS2 version. But I definitely have to say, they did a pretty fucking badass job on this.
Allegedly.
Allegedly in your point of view, but when I saw it, it was fucking great. The graphics are smooth and, you know, pretty much flawless.
Pretty much, huh?
Yeah, I mean, nothing's perfect. We haven't gotten to that point where it's like how, if you're looking around the room right now, that you don't see little flickers and, you know, shit like that. But anyways, with the setup that they did on this game, it's pretty insane that they have it set up so you can figure out where to go and actually find your game. You know, and I mean game in meaning like hunting deer. You can actually hunt mountain lion. Next to that, there's just so many things that you could do in this game. And the cool part about it was you were able to actually track certain animals, and then they have it set up where you could find the best spots to go. And when you finally took the shot, and the beauty of it is, it gives you kind of like a point system, and it shows you like a X-ray vision. When you go to take the shot, you can see what parts are their major organs that you have to hit in order to take them down. And the beauty of it is you could hold your breath like when you're taking a real shot, and when you fire, it goes into an actual bullet mode. And I'm talking about close to the whole setup that Max Payne would be.
Can you move the bullet?
Well, no, you can actually watch the bullet fly when it's going through, when it's in that, you know, whole setup. And you watch it enter into the animal. That's how fucked up it is. But more or less, if you're a PETA fan, this is not a game for you.
No. If you're a PETA fan, this is a game for you.
Yeah, okay, right. So we want to make those PETA fans go, yes, go check out this. Well, I you know what?
Or
I have to. You know what? Why don't we give this scenario to a PETA person and say, how about this part? In the game, you actually get to the point where you have to jump down into this little ridge area. So you're 360 degrees. It's kind of like being in a ring, but it's more or less you were surrounded by rocks. So you ended up in a rocky kind of area. Mm-hmm. A fucking mountain lion is coming after you. And I mean a mountain lion, like, big...
I'm going to hug it and love it when it comes right at me!
Yeah, exactly. So more or less what it is you're taking... you got to take your selection of weapons and start putting as many rounds into him and as you can. But also, he's going to jump on you, and you got to tap either whatever button it shows on the screen in order to get the mountain lion off you. But I definitely say that this is an intense game. The one thing that I have to say is it's kind of weird on these side stop buffs. Like, it says, hey, over here, they've got, you know, the flock of geese or something like that that you can take care of. So you can actually kind of... It holds you into position, so you just have to move the shotgun around and literally pull the trigger and just take out birds. The other one was, if you like poor little defenseless rabbits, yeah, definitely I was fucking some rabbits up with the shotgun. I had a lot of fun with that.
Wow. Shooting defenseless animals, huh?
Yeah. You know what? I say I could do it in a video game, but I can't really do it in real life because I would need them to shoot back at me. Yeah, you're an asshole. See, you're back to asshole form because of that.
It's a what? I'm sitting here watching football.
Bullshit. Anyways. No,
it's called Bull Run, not bullshit.
Oh, okay. Bull Run. Well, anyways, but with the... setup on Cabela's out of 5, definitely 4.7 easily. It's just
that's what I think about Cabela's right there, a big old burp.
You know what? I'm gonna force you to play that motherfucking game, and you're gonna like it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
If I like it, then I like it. But yeah. I won't.
Bullshit.
Bull Run.
I guess I could say that I play a little bit of the FIFA 2010 EA Sports game.
You play Zucca?
Yeah, but the only other thing was, is you know that game I mentioned to you, the PES
yes.
game? That's also another, well, they said football, but they meant football, like soccer.
Football.
Football.
Football. Yeah.
Usually I see football spelled like F-U-T. Like, that's...
Football.
Yeah, that I understand would be soccer, but not like our setup where it would be like football. Mm-hmm. As Americanized football, I'm saying.
Real football.
Yeah, like... You run around, beat the crap out of each other, and the only time that, you know, you use your foot with the ball is when you kick a field goal, kick off, punting, that's pretty much it. But, of course, the people who do that are not the main people in the game. But back to the other thing, FIFA is not... FIFA is definitely a good game, but I'm just wondering why the fuck they would do the whole setup from above view. When you do the kickoff, like when you do a kickoff setting or more or less like a penalty kick, they have it from behind the player. But when you're doing like an actual game, they have it so you're running around doing it above. So it kind of gives me a hard camera view to fucking actually kick the soccer ball towards the net. And I was having an issue trying to put it in the net. So I kind of have to give this a low rating of like 2. But altogether, like, good graphics from when they're doing the penalty shot, but from what I saw, I mean, you got the big, massive field running around trying to get a soccer ball. Kind of fucking annoying. So, but I can only say about the Pez thing because I was waiting for it to fucking download. But besides that, and I had to book it because then we had to go to the movie, so.
Yeah.
But, besides that, pretty much 2 out of 3 ain't fucking bad that are pretty good games, so... Mm-hmm. I'm happy with that thing. And,
well, you should have known the soccer one was going to be awful. It's soccer.
Well, I used to play soccer when I was younger. I used to love it.
That explains a lot.
Fuck you. Anyways, I'll kill you.
Anyway. He's a pretty boy.
But anyways, back to what we were going to say. What are we doing now?
We're going to let Anvil do his thing right now.
Look, I'm going to talk about some real sports, okay? Not Suka.
What? Come on, we have the, what do you call it there,
American football?
Well, no, we had the
Revolution.
No Revolution, yeah.
They tied last night. They're still 2 points away from the playoffs. Okay, I'll give you that, okay? There you go. That's a little bit of soccer.
Well, they almost did it last year.
Almost doesn't count. They've almost done it 5 years in a row, and they can't finish.
How many times did the Patriots almost do it?
Yeah, but 5 years in a row.
Dude, that's like almost getting laid.
That's like getting it, it's about to go in, and then you realize you forgot the condom, or your penis won't go up.
Anvil has herpes. Anyways.
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay.
And if I did, I'd go off from your ex-girlfriend.
Just go to sports.
What are we doing now?
Sports!
All right. Just kidding. Last night, the Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles 3-1. And
lost the night before.
Shut up!
Okay.
But our good friends, the Angels, beat Texas, so now we're 7 games up in the wild card.
Good.
7 or 7.5?
7.
Okay, fine.
By losing the other night, we got rid of that little half piece.
Okay, good.
But I do have some great news about the Yankees. They lost.
Yay.
Mariano Rivera blew a save by giving a home run to Ichiro Suzuki from the Seattle Mariners. Really? Now, Ichiro is not known for power, but yet he drove a homer off Mariano Rivera.
Of all people.
I know. Now, Papelbon, from our closer, is looking beautiful lately. I believe he's the captain of Team Shutdown.
Alright, so now a question I have is, how many has he won in the recent, when he had to do the closers?
Mm-hmm.
You lost that count?
I stopped counting.
Oh, okay. Because he's that damn good, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I can't watch every game because of work.
Yeah, work is a motherfucker. We have to say that if you guys could get us some, money here, we wouldn't have to work. We could watch all the games for you. But anyways, go ahead.
I know, we could review everything if we got paid for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on to other news. As people, I'm hoping, have read our blogs on there, I put a little post up about, football this week. I updated with Gerard Mayo's injury. He'll be out 3 to 6 weeks with a sprained ACL. Patriots play tomorrow, which this will not be up, so the Patriots hopefully have already won against the Jets in the Meadowlands. And Shep Rex Ryan, who ran his mouth like a little bitch that he is, and his players who are bitches. Listen, go back to your locker room and blow each other. Wait for Derek Jeter and A-Rod from the Yankees to come over and blow you. Because you're all a bunch of freaks.
Don't forget the circle jerk.
No. They're not even smart enough to do a circle jerk.
Oh, okay.
They go rectangle.
Or even the reach around.
Hey, come on.
We need Arlie Ermey here. He'd be screaming at this mic just perfectly.
Yes. In hockey news, the Bruins traded Phil Kessel to the Toronto Maple Leafs for draft picks.
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's right.
My friend is very upset about this.
Ah, who cares? He was overrated.
But Tim Thomas is looking fucking
awesome. Yeah, go Tim Thomas!
Fucking awesome goalie.
Boston College lost to Clemson today.
What the fuck?
Getting their first loss of the season. I know, I'm depressed. I really am. Florida is currently beating Tennessee 16-6 with about 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Let's go Florida. They're my, pick to win the BCS championship again under Tim Tebow. I want to touch on a little subject that I sort of touched on last week, but I was being nice last week. Now I'm going to go to asshole mode.
Okay, asshole.
Go ahead.
Michael Jordan, as we mentioned last week, got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Michael Jordan is a giant douchebag.
Okay, so wait, are we talking about douchebag levels of Kanye West kind of fucking heights, or...
Kanye West learnt from Michael Jordan.
Really?
Now,
oh my god. So he's the douchebag of all douchebags.
I had a chance to listen to his
speech. Winner of the Douchebag of the Universe Award.
Well, anyways, back to you, Anvil.
I had a chance to listen to the whole speech. And he had no heart. He was the most cynical, sadistic son of a bitch I've ever heard talking.
Now, give us a line that you said that he would be, cynical. What do you mean, what line did he give you that was, cynical?
Most people, they'll thank everybody.
Yeah.
He said thank you, 3 times in his entire, 32-minute speech.
So he's just thank you, people. Thank you, this. Thank you, that. And that was it.
He basically made fun of all of his high school coaches, his high school teammates, his college coaches, his college teammates, pro coaches, guys he played with.
Wait. Now, are we talking about, slap on the back or, jokes?
No,
or
he made fun of them.
Fuck you all, I made it.
All right. Check this. There were thousands of seats. The first about 200 were to fit his ego. He even got on the children who were sitting in the seats watching this man speak.
Did he swear at all?
No, he didn't swear, but he basically, you know, he got on it a little bit, and it really pissed me off listening to the speech. Now, this was one of the, you know, greatest ball players to ever play the game, and, you know, everybody thought he was, like, Mr. Nice Guy. He spoke, and I wanted to kick him in the jaw. I wanted to beat him up, because, you know, he acted like he was a one-man show, like nobody ever played with him. To him, in high school, college, and pro, there was nobody but him. I'm Michael Jordan. I won all these championships, and nobody else was even on the court. I single-handedly beat every team. That's how he made it sound.
How many points were you... Did you say he was rocking mostly? Like, what was
his
average? Well,
there was one game that he scored 63 points in the Celtics. Yes, he did play very well.
But you can't just go and say, I did everything because there are...
I'm the best. I'm better because than all of these.
Because last I checked...
I will beat the crap out of Wilt Chamberlain. I will beat up Larry Bird. I will beat up all these other players here because I'm Michael Jordan.
Son of a bitch.
What was... Now, last time I checked, he never won a Defensive Player of the Year award. So, wow.
No, he was too busy in the air dunking the fucking ball and going, yeah! And then they were already back on the other side.
But he even mentioned guys like Larry Bird and stuff that he was better than them.
I'm sorry, but Larry Bird was a fucking awesome basketball player.
Kevin McHale, too.
He shot on fucking Charles Barkley, didn't he?
He shot on everybody.
He shot on Magic Johnson.
Yo, Charles Barkley was there. And I guess when he shot on, he looked right at him.
Really?
This guy, you know, I used to have so much respect for him, think he was great. Well, you know what? Fuck you, Michael Jordan.
Now you wonder why we said, you know, how the concept that they were giving him such a big fucking ego in the sense that they wanted to cut 23 out of the whole fucking line.
Well, no, because a lot of sports do that.
What fucking number has been cut out?
49. Jackie Robinson.
Okay, besides that one.
There's another one I know in basketball. I can't remember it. Hockey's done it. All the sports have cut out numbers.
Yeah, but I mean... But I now don't that, think this... If he's this big, raging douchebag, then there should...
I don't think they should now.
Well, so you no, side with maybe, us now.
Maybe
so
one number from the fucking team that he was on. And that was not even 23. That's the number that he used after he came back.
45.
45. He should get that number retired and fuck himself.
Yep. Before he even went with the Bulls, he was number 45. Came back with the Bulls, number 23.
Now, No. First time he was 23. Then he came back to the Bulls and was 45.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, yeah, he was a good player. Last week when I spoke, I didn't get a chance to see his speech. I sat down and took the time to listen to the whole 32-minute thing.
He spoke for 32 minutes.
And he was a raging douchebag.
No, he didn't get his 15 minutes. He got 30 minutes of fucking fame.
Then, you know, what's his name? Robinson.
Dave
Robinson. He got up there, spoke for 7 minutes, and he had 17 thank yous. And it was heartfelt.
Wait. So more or less, he said, thank everybody that was around me when I got to college. He thanked
everybody individually type thing. He said thank you 17 times in 7 minutes. That was how long his speech was. Michael Jordan said it 3 times.
Yeah, 30-minute fucking thing. So, do the math.
So...
Do the next guy math.
Listen, next time I'm in my bathroom going to drop a giant shit, I'm going to think of Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan. Same thing, I hate him too. I'm going to think of Michael Jordan.
So what you're going to do is you're going to find one of those, ESPN Sports Center or some kind of Sports Illustrated picture of him on the cover.
I'm going to put
it right in the toilet.
And
take
then
a
just
nice
drop a giant shit on it.
Yeah.
And then have toilet paper with his face on it too.
Yes, I think I might have to get that made up.
It'd be Michael Jordan's the toilet paper.
It'd be Michael Jordan, it'd be like Michael Jackson. Balls. Michael Jordan, yes. Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson. So I can wipe my ass off both those fuckers.
Oh. Ooh. Wow.
And one's dead out of the fucking two.
That's right.
Maybe you should put money down on that one.
Look, you know what? I think Michael Jordan's
you dead
ego.
Dead note, motherfucker.
Shut up.
Is that how he's winning it?
Yeah!
Shut up. I think Michael Jordan's ego got so big that it forced his hair off his head so it had another place to go.
Yeah. I feel bad for his children.
He's got a hairy ass now.
No. Michael Jordan, go suck on a ballpark Frank.
Oh.
And then wash it down with your Gatorade, bitch.
And wipe it off with your Hanes underwear.
That's right.
You know his worst thing was the coach for the Red Sox. What's his name again? I'm sorry.
Terry Francona. Had to coach him.
Yeah, he had to coach him back when he was in, like, baseball and shit like that. He said that if he kept with it, he could have went into the actual pro leagues.
Yes, he said he was good. And that's all he'd say. Like, so how was it having in the locker room? He was a good player. He could have made it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I didn't catch on at that point to what he was going. He wasn't going to talk about the attitude that he had.
Yeah.
That's one thing with Terry Francona. He'll never talk bad about a player. He'll only talk about the way what he sees on the field. And that's one thing I like about some coaches.
I think...
Look at me, I'm Michael Jordan. I'm playing baseball now. Woo! I am the most awesome guy in the world.
Let's just put it this way. Michael Jordan isn't any Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, he's not Julius Irving. Yeah, he's not able to play multiple sports. Like, you know...
He's not...
Barry Sanders.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's... Deion Sanders... He played baseball,
too. Yeah, Deion Sanders was able to play baseball, I think, too.
And Bo Jackson.
Yeah, that's
right. Bo Jackson played baseball and football.
And Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, let's just...
I just like saying his name, too. Hakeem Olajuwon.
Sounds like a magical word. Hakeem Olajuwon.
I don't know. I was just thinking, that sounds like a boxer's name. And the winner of his bout against Michael Jordan.
Oh!
How you on making fun of the wrong Michael? I kept on the demo. It's like, in this 3-round bout, knocking out Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon. Doesn't that sound like a good boxing name?
Yeah.
Or an MMA name?
Hakeem Olajuwon!
Anyways, so wait, what's that fight that's going on tonight?
Yes!
That we're not probably going to be able to say.
No, it's on pay-per-view.
Yeah, we're probably not going to be able to see it until it like, pops up on HBO later on.
Okay. It's Marquez versus Mayweather. Floyd Money Mayweather, undefeated, going against Marquez. And don't ask me to say his name because he has two first names.
Fuck it.
He's lost four and tied one. I'm going to put it out here right now. It is Saturday, September 19th at 5:49 p.m. So as you all know, it's before the fight. I'm taking Floyd Money Mayweather right now. That's right, baby.
I'll take the other guy just because I'm an asshole.
Huh. You want to put money on it?
No. I'm broke still.
You want to bet some beer?
No. Yeah, beer's fine.
Okay.
In that case, I'll have to bet both of the players are just going to be knocked out cold and no one wins.
Ooh, he's going for that tie.
Dude, that's actually a pretty good fucking tie. I'll take actually, him on that
no.
one.
No, Marquez that's actually fucking, has a tie.
That's fucking happened before.
Marquez actually has a tie on his record. He's 54-1.
Wow.
So he has tied one. So you're taking the tie?
I'll take the tie.
All right, so this is how it's going to go. The whole world hears it right now, or our listening audience. The winner...
buys a pack of...
No, the two losers buys beer and pizza for the winner.
Okay.
I'll do the beer.
So it looks like you're doing pizza.
Either way.
Whoever picks it, I'll do beer.
Because either way, they're supposed to do the same fucking amount.
Yeah,
and
I'll do nothing because my guy's winning.
Oh, bullshit.
Bullshit.
Okay, so, all right, well, let's put it this way. All right, let's put it in the actual, like, betting terms. For you, it would be Bud Light, I know that.
Yes.
For King, what's your choice of alcohol?
It's probably either Smirnoff Ice or Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Okay, fine. With me, Miller Lite, definitely. Tall boys. I want a fucking 16-pack.
I want a 30-rack.
Oh, motherfucker.
Actually, no, Bud Light, it's only, you know, it's not that expensive. And, okay, where are we going with pizzas then?
Bertucci's.
Oh, he wants Bertucci's pizza, okay.
I think, yeah, Bertucci's fucking good.
I don't like Bertucci's.
Alright, so what the fuck do you want, hookers?
Cells.
Cells?
Cells.
What the fuck is cells?
They're everywhere. Middleton, everywhere.
Okay.
Home with a 3-pound pizza.
Alright, fine.
Okay, fine.
That's how it works, man.
Let's all shake.
Okay. Let's do the whole shake thing.
There we go.
All right.
It's official. You heard it. B3's first fucking bet.
And come next week, Anvil will be celebrating with himself pizza and his 30 rack.
Oh, money. Bullshit!
Wait, wait. So you want the big boy 16 pack?
Yeah.
And I don't know what they.
I wanted the Smirnoff Ice or the Mike's Hard Lemonade.
What size?
They have the six packs. They have. Well, I don't think they have it like set up like beers. They more or less just.
I
have
think
to
they,
buy.
No, they have it.
We'll
set
get
up
you 12 in, pack. No,
yeah, 12. I think they have the 12 packs.
Okay. Yeah, because the 30 racks all you can. So you know, it's normal yeah. yeah. can. So. And you know, I will be a nice guy if I win. I will share a beer with each of you.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
As we enjoy pizza, because, you know, I'm not that big of a fat ass that I could eat an entire 3-pound pizza. Because, you know, me and Blue are on this really cool diet, which is really working for us.
Yeah.
Is it the 6-second ab one?
No, no, it's the acai berry.
Acai berry.
Acai. It depends on where you're from in the world and how you pronounce
because
it.
Because people say it
acai. Acai, aki. Well, you know, I found it, did my research, me and him tried it.
And we've been working on it for like this past week, so it's been actually pretty good considering.
Yeah, and you know, I started my diet about 2 weeks ago. I'm 13 pounds lighter. I'm happy.
Cool.
So you know, because me and him are trying to get into mixed martial arts ourselves, and you know, I got my football season next year. Blue's still thinking about coming to play.
I'm trying to, but I gotta strengthen my knee still.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's something that we're working because our younger brother Juggernaut's gonna be playing with the Bandits next year too.
No shit.
He made the decision to do it. He's gonna train with me this off season.
Great.
Awesome.
So we'll actually be able to, you know, take the trip out.
We're all going to be doing sports.
Yeah.
Especially the flag football.
And our good friend Duck over here, you know, he'll be writing segments for us because we're going to be too sort of tight. And
I've had to fix his segments, by the way.
Mine? Yes. Hey, listen.
Yeah, you had to fix mine too.
I don't throw capitals, and I don't like to punctuate, but I write my article the right way.
Yeah,
and
you type just, with one finger. His pointing fingers.
No, I like to use my pinkies now.
Okay.
Is that what you call it?
But no, yeah, so, you know, during our sports seasons, it's actually something that I'm trying to get my hands on. During each sports season, I want to try to put up the records for the division. I'm trying to find a way that we can do that for our website so people can just go on and track how the team's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe links to the pro sites. We will have pictures going up soon.
Yeah.
I do have to get my camera over to Blue so we can upload everything. I actually forgot it today.
So I'm an idiot.
Yeah. And on Wednesday, Blue Onik and I are going to be bowling with Pink Taco, hopefully, and Shades Black Fang, possibly. And
now, if we could just get Pink Taco to come to one of these fucking things. I know she's working. I know.
I know, but what we should do is maybe invite her to Topsfield Fair with us.
Yes, we will.
Which is in 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
We could suggest for you listeners out there that live in the Boston
North
area.
Shore area.
Well, North Shore area mainly, but Topsfield Fair, it's going to be October 2nd.
Through.
Definitely go and check it out.
I think the 13th.
Yeah, through the 13th. We are going to be going the opening Saturday, which is the 3rd. We will have a review. The following week, I don't know if you... Can I announce the following week?
Yeah, we can just do that. All
right, the following week...
Give people, like, a line down the... What's
going
on?
It's October 10th. We're actually going to be doing our Halloween edition. We're going to go see movie, hit up Salem, get some of that good stuff. So we can tell you about it. So you can go over to Salem, Mass.
Give you some recommendations on some cool horror-based movies, horror-based anime, that sort of thing.
And sit there and do what we think is the best horror movies ever.
Yep. Next to the worst horror movies ever.
And the horror movies that just made you laugh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Leprechaun. That was funny as hell.
I think there was one of the... Yeah, I know the timing, but whatever. There's a couple movies. But anyways, next week we're going to talk about Surrogates, definitely.
Following week is Zombieland.
Yep.
Yep.
So we've got some great movies fucking coming out this time, so it's all great. So it's been actually working out pretty good with us.
Yes.
So
basically, over the next month and a half, we're going to have some events that we're going to be going to, some new bands to talk about, because I've actually been in touch with a few others. Each week I'm hoping to have a new band for myself to review. I will drop you guys an email each week of who we're gonna be, you know, who I'm going to be listening to, if you guys want to take a listen.
Okay.
These are bands from our MySpace who are up and coming. I've actually heard a couple good ones, so I'll be in touch with you guys on that one.
Cool.
But yeah, so, you know, listen, we're going to have some good stuff. You know, a lot coming up. We got the college, football season, pro football. We're going to have a good time.
Yep. Now, and remember, check us out on our website, BostonBachelorBrigade.com. write us at thebastards@bostonbashday.com. Look up our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at electricsisterhood.com or the short web address at bsh.mobi. So, until next week, boys and girls, this is King Baby Duck,
Lil Onik,
Anvil,
and same sign on bitches.
We are the Bastards.